BestBookBits.com brings you the 25th hour, supercharging productivity, secret from 300 successful entrepreneurs. Introduction. Free up time to be happy. By way of introduction, the authors of the 25th hour draw our attention to the fact that life is short. Therefore, in their opinion, you need to make the most of it. They even emphasize how important productivity is in this context. In the 25th hour, productivity is not presented as a goal, but as a means. The more productive you are, the less time you spend on tasks that bore you. Productivity allows you to free up time to do what really makes you happy. Basically, it allows you to live your life as you would like to do so. The paradox of progress. However, within this, there is a paradox that the authors point out. Despite progress, we still have to work more and more. They highlight the fact that since the Industrial Revolution, the number of hours worked per person has mainly decreased. This applies to all economic sectors. However, the technological, information, and communication revolution has been quite different. Contrary to what might be expected, the number of hours worked has actually gone up within these fields. People work more hours than before. Inefficient systems within the work environment. Machines made it possible for workers to work less. In contrast, new technologies have not had the same effect on the work hours of management. Why not? Because the new ways that operate within the workplace actually reduce efficiency. Therefore, what the authors try to explain in this book is that new technologies should not overwhelm you with work, but quite the opposite. They should create more free time. There's a need to reverse our relationship with digital technology so that humans are its master rather than its slave. Instead of constant pressure, humans must learn to use it to organize and to focus and accelerate the rate at which they work. In short, you should let digital technology do the tedious tasks for you so you can focus on the ones that require more creativity and that provide more interest at work and in life. The secret of productivity, in the view of the 25th hour. For our three startup authors, what is required to be productive is a matter of mindset. They believe that you must learn to become lazy. The idea is, in fact, to teach yourself about investment logic. Make a short-term effort to obtain a long-term result. So the secret to productivity is to invest time to make small incremental gains. These gains will eventually make a huge difference. Even if, at first, the progress seems invisible, with time, if you stand back and analyze the situation, you will see the huge amount of progress that you have achieved. The 25th Hour, a book written in almost a weekend. The authors have gradually become obsessed with the same objective, increase their productivity, to spend as little time as possible on what bores them and as much time as possible on what they really care about. Thus, to write the 25th hour, the three authors utilize their own knowledge with regards to productivity, but also relied heavily on the advice of more than 200 successful startup entrepreneurs who answered questions by email about their productivity secrets and tips. Once they had all this information, they decided to go to Normandy for the weekend. On their return on Sunday evening, they had their first version of their book. After the success of the book in France, 6 months later, they wrote an international edition that included contributions from other entrepreneurs around the world. In total, there are 300 startup entrepreneurs and business leaders who offered their expertise in this book, The 25th Hour. The Productivity Equation and its three golden rules. Productivity follows a simple equation. Work done equals time spent times intensity of concentration times the speed of execution. Therefore, the three golden rules of productivity are: get organized to allocate enough time to each task. Concentrate to dedicate as much attention as possible to each task. And accelerate to complete each task as quickly as possible. The significance of each of these three rules will depend on its importance in the company. So the book, The 25th Hour, is divided into three chapters based on the three key areas of productivity, organization, concentration, and acceleration. So get ready for chapter one, get organized. Objective, to set up an efficient productivity system. The development of technology has never been as fast as it is today. Scientist and futurist Ray Kurzweil calls this phenomenon the law of accelerated returns. As we rely on current technologies to develop new ones, technological progress does not follow a linear growth, but an exponential one. As a result, future changes are expected to be even faster. In this context, companies must continually adapt and reinvent themselves. Faced with these increasing fast-paced changes, all sectors of activity are confronted with or will experience some form of disruption. Employees must also be able to adapt to the changes in their company's priorities. Whilst all this happens, the scariest resource is time. That's why it's necessary to set up an organization, a productivity system that allows the company to allocate sufficient time and energy to important projects. The power of no. For the authors of the 25th hour, productivity is not about the accomplishments of lots of different tasks. What is important is to choose your battles based on the objectives you have set for yourself. There's a tendency for people to say yes to other people's requests too often. The authors believes that there are two reasons for this. No clear knowledge of personal goals. To respond effectively to different requests, these questions need to have clear and exact answers. What are my main goals, or what are the goals for this quarter? Fear to offend or hurt people's feelings. This thought process needs to be changed. It's important to remember that a no, if the reason why can be clearly explained, is always better than no answer at all, or a yes that means something that can't be properly achieved has been agreed to. The authors of the 25th hour suggest a few possible responses to turn down a request. For example, if you agree to a meeting, they suggest that you should ask yourself the simple question, if I were sick that day, would I have to reschedule it? The to-do list. The numerous tasks that need to be performed clog up the mind, so it's essential that this mental burden that you carry with you always is eliminated. One of the methods recommended is to store them on an external memory, a to-do list. If all these tasks are written down in an organized manner, it enables the mind to be freed up. In addition, the fact that they are written down increases the likelihood that they will be done. There are different to-do list tools. Paper format, A4 sheet or post-it notes. Basic note-taking tools provided on a computer such as Notepad or TextEdit. More comprehensive note-taking tools, Evernote is the most widely used. If your hands are busy or take part in some sort of physical activity, Siri or Google Voice, which offer geolocated reminders. There is no need to spend too much in search on the right tool. It's how it's put to use that's important. The 2-minute rule. The 2-minute rule was invented by my friend and author David Allen, author of the best-selling book Getting Things Done. I've actually interviewed him on my podcast, so check out Best Book Bits Podcast and search for David Allen. He's the author of the 80-20 rule. The rule is as simple as it is powerful. If a task on your to-do list takes less than 2 minutes, it has to be carried out immediately. Otherwise, it's simply just a waste of time to schedule it for later. Delegate. The first question to be asked when you look at your to-do list is what tasks can be delegated. To do this, you need to be prepared for it to cost you time now in order for you to free up time later. The real secret to productivity is not the work you do, it's the people you manage. As a manager, if you can motivate your team and get them to be cohesive from the very first day, the goals that you have set out will be achieved much quicker. Delegation needs a few key principles to be taken on board. Gives meaning to the task you delegate to someone. Provides as many details as possible about the context. Give a clear deadline so that the person to whom the task is delegated can get themselves organized. Practice so that you don't have to do it the next time. Thank others. Only delegate the desired result, but don't give the instructions on how it is to be achieved. No micromanagement. In addition to those you already work with, you can also delegate to any freelancers you may have, which is common occurrence when you are a startup entrepreneur. There are platforms like Malt, Upwork, Fiverr, and 5 Euros for this to outsource tasks that are very repetitive but can't be carried out by machines. A company can use the well-known and also much criticized Amazon Mechanical Turk. Prioritization, the three-task rule, the metaphor of the jar. The authors of The 25th Hour refer to a metaphor to describe your use of time, that of a jar, a pile of sand, pebbles, and large stones. In fact, this metaphor is one of Stephen Covey's mentions in his best-selling book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which I've also done a book summary on, so check that out. In this metaphor, the jar is your day. The stones, pebbles, and sand are the tasks you have to do. The stones symbolize the most important tasks, the pebbles the less important ones, and the sand the countless small tasks with little added value. Your mission is to put as much as possible inside the jar. Therefore, if you start with the big stones, then the rocks, then the sand, it is obvious that a lot more will fit. The moral of the story is very clear. If you start your day with small tasks, it will be much harder to accomplish the big ones. That's why it's so important that you identify the most important and even most difficult tasks, the big stones. To kick off your day and to do this, the question to ask yourself every morning is, what are the three things I need to do so that I'll be happy with the work I've carried out at the end of my day? Time boxing. Once these three tasks have been defined, the next step is to time box them, i.e. allocate enough time to complete them, the same as it would be for a meeting. The three startup entrepreneurs suggest to use the Pomodoro method. Divide your time into 25-minute sub-slots with a 5-minute break between each sub-slot. To write down all the main activities of the day, both meetings and personal work sessions in your schedule. Passive tasks first. By passive tasks, it means tasks that are 90% passive but still require some form of action on your part to initiate them. These are delegated tasks, time-sensitive tasks. So when there is a choice to start either an active task or a passive task, the passive task should always be the option to choose. This is because it is carried out by others. So once it's been started, all you must do is wait for it to be completed. Try to prevent procrastination. When a task is difficult, there's a tendency for most people to put it off until tomorrow. Faced with a tough decision, the brain reacts with a defense mechanism, a resistance. This is Laborit's Law, named after the French neurobiologist who devoted his research to this human tendency to flee from difficulty in search of a new pleasure. Over long periods, procrastination can literally poison our lives. Moreover, procrastination has hidden cost, financial penalties, inefficiency penalties, and time penalties. In this part of the book, The 25th Hour, the authors share several techniques to help overcome procrastination and as a result, increase productivity. And overly complex tasks, the latter technique. The idea is to divide the project into mini tasks that provide more motivation, i.e. that are simple enough to be completed quickly. These mini tasks can be written on the to-do list and crossed off one after the other. This is a good way to remain motivated throughout the project. An unpleasant task. The deadline technique. Set yourself as many deadlines as possible and maybe schedule some pleasant deadlines directly after the unpleasant ones in order to force yourself to finish quickly. The first second technique. Contrary to what we think, we don't need to be motivated to act, but rather to act to be motivated. The idea is to get started. Once you start, everything will be easier. A tedious task. The power hour technique. This makes a tedious task more attractive. The challenge is to complete the task so that it's enjoyable, have some snacks, listen to music, and do it with colleagues. Chapter 2, stay focused. Objective, to have the keys to stay focused. 50 years ago, in comparison to today's work environment, you were far less likely to be disrupted at work. The work environment is now the opposite of what it used to be. This is mainly due to three main factors. the rise of open space within workspaces, the introduction of computers and smartphones, multitasking, and the huge growth in content production. In this environment, there is a constant disruption. This continuous flow of various tasks makes it appear that people are very productive, the impression that everything is non-stop, that people respond to numerous requests. However, in reality, the alternation of tasks is one of the worst problems of productivity. The most productive people are those who are 100% present in what it is that they do and are able to do it in the moment. This idea is clearly expressed in Carlson's law. A task done continuously requires less time and energy than a task done in several stages. In other words, it will always be faster to do A and then B, than to do A and B at the same time. Therefore, in the second chapter of the book, The 25th Hour, the authors offer to provide you with the key points so that you can stay 100% focused on your given task. These key points aim to avoid as many distractions and interruptions as possible and will lead to improved productivity. Chase away extraneous thoughts. All of these extraneous thoughts that clog up your headspace are the worst thing for your concentration. So these five techniques can allow you to find peace. The to-do list. The main technique to get rid of these unwanted thoughts is the to-do list. So, as soon as you think of a new task, crosses you should immediately write it down and try not to analyze it. Boomerangs. The second recommendation is to use techniques that will remember for you. One of the most useful in this regard is the MixMac extension for Gmail. This one specifically allows you to schedule an automatic reminder email. Schedule an email to be sent at the date and time of your choice. Send later button. Determine the optimal time to send the email to maximize the response rate of your contacts. The Inbox Zero. The idea of Inbox Zero in the 25th hour is to keep your email inbox empty in an order to achieve greater peace of mind. The Inbox Zero methodology has three options. Namely, if the email does not require you to do anything, archive it immediately. Need you to reply and have time, answer it and then archive it. Needs your attention, but you are busy, add this to your to-do list and then archive the email. A sensible goal so that you can be more productive is to stick to an Inbox Zero routine twice a week, for example, on Wednesdays and Fridays. A clean desk. To keep your mind free, it's essential to keep your desk tidy. A decluttered desk equals a cluttered mind. You need to set up a weekly routine not only for your real office, but also for your virtual office. However, there are other tools that automatically take care of this. For example, Hazel for Mac can group all these files on your desktop that are over a week old into a dedicated folder. Meditation. The authors of The 25th Hour found that 1 in 5 entrepreneurs regularly engage in meditation. Meditation teaches you to embrace the thoughts that cross your mind and then to quickly refocus on yourself. Meditation requires a great deal of discipline, even if it is not its initial objective. Meditation offers a great way to train your brain and allows you to gain the power of concentration. The best way to learn how to meditate properly is to go on a course. However, you can also meditate every day for a few minutes if you download an app on your smartphone. Protect yourself from temptation. Most media and social networks have built their interfaces with one objective in mind, to make you stay with them as long as possible. It is therefore imperative to protect you from yourself so that you can't use them. Two types of tools can help us. Tools that are designed to prevent the ability of people to access the internet. The Freedom Application, which means that you are access to Facebook or other sites of your choice, is blocked for as long as you decide to keep it that way. Storage tools. The temptation when someone sends you an article to read or a video to watch is to want to do it right away. The advice given by the authors of The 25th Hour is to use the Pocket tool that allows you to store articles to read or videos to watch in one click via a Chrome extension that allows you to locate them later or an application on your smartphone. Create your own bubble. The best way to complete a project is to isolate yourself as much as possible. This is not always easy. So here are the four great techniques to help our productivity. Wear some headphones. They will serve two main functions. To make it clear to your colleagues that you're busy with an important task and that you do not want to be disturbed. Listen to music to help you concentrate. Also, the acoustic atmosphere can be very conductive to work. With regard to this, the Noisly site is a media library that offers dozens of sound collections, coffee, train, river, storm, etc. Work outside the office surroundings. If you're able to work outside the office environment, at home, in a cafe, in a park, in a shared workspace, anywhere, as long as you are disturbed as little as possible, it can allow you to have a real tunnel vision so that you can truly focus on the work at hand. Go far away for a few days. A more radical solution is to leave for several days and go far from everything to isolate and make some serious progress with certain projects. A number of entrepreneurs we interviewed mentioned that they have been able to get away from it all for several days. Their feedback also highlighted the fact that they have thoroughly enjoyed these times of hyper-concentration and productivity. The psychologist Mihai calls this the state of flow. If you can dedicate 100% of your attention to a really complex task, not only will you perform extremely well, but you will also experience a feeling of intense joy, almost ecstasy, to the point where you lose all notion of time. Keep control of the time suckers. Some colleagues always ask for advice or praise. Others talk incessantly. These are the people who consume your time. To prevent this interference with your work and productivity, here are two tips to use from the 25th hour. To deal with those who constantly interrupt you, just tell them that you need to be fully focused to finish your task and to come back at an agreed time, and for a given length of time with a list of specific questions. Usually this gives them time to think about what they want to ask, and generally, they will work them out themselves. To deal with the chatterboxes, you need to be prepared to interrupt their chatter and then make it abundantly clear that you need to get back to your work. Prioritize asynchronous communications. Synchronous and asynchronous communication. There are two types of communication. Synchronous communication, the participants share information simultaneously in order to communicate face-to-face and telephone. Asynchronous communication, the participants do not have to reply to each other immediately, mail, telephone, text. The biggest drawback to productivity is synchronous communication. The authors believe that this form of communication should only be used in two cases. Situations that are too complex to be handled by email. Phil Simon's 3-email rule. If you exchange more than 3 emails in a row, it's time to talk. In really important situations. In all other cases, it's far more effective to use asynchronous communication. If your job allows it, the advice of the authors of the 25th hour is to find alternatives to synchronous communications. Don't pick up calls from unknown numbers, or don't answer any calls. Leave a message on your voicemail to encourage people to send you a text. Turn off your phone's voicemail. To manage your emails more effectively. On the other hand, in regards to how you deal with your emails, the authors have drawn inspiration from Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek, which I've also done a book summary on, so check that out below. To recommend that you only deal with them 2 or 3 times a day, so as to prevent interruptions, e.g. at 10 a.m, 2 p.m, and 6 p.m. Wait until you have time to deal with them properly. Do not read your business emails outside of your work hours. If there is a need to send a business email over the weekend, you can just add it to your to-do list, or even schedule it so that it is only sent on Monday morning. So that you can't be tempted to respond to emails that you receive, the Inbox When Ready extension for your Gmail is a tool you can be useful because the default setting is to hide your inbox. Last but not least, the authors encourage you to use email for really important information and to leave instant chat for the day-to-day projects and the less important matters. Say no to notifications. What is recommended in the book The 25th Hour with regards to all types of communication is turn off all notifications on your smartphone and computer, except for a few exceptional cases such as cabs and flights. Install an ad blocker on your browser, such as Adblocker, and unsubscribe from pointless newsletters. For example, Unroll.me, which allows you to unsubscribe from all your newsletters in a few clicks. Chapter 3, Accelerate. Objective, to apply the fast method. In the 25th hour, there are four steps to help increase your speed of execution and productivity. It's called the fast method. Fundamentals create a solid foundation to save time on your future tasks. Automation. Automate repetitive actions. Speed. Complete your manual tasks quicker. 28 rule. 20% of your effort and 80% of the impact. Many productivity tools, some of which are fee-based, are presented in this section on acceleration to work out if you should invest in such tools or outsource them. The first question to ask is, how much is an hour of my work worth? To this equation, you need to add a subjective assessment of the task, as something as unpleasant could have an economic cost, as well as a psychological one. In this instance, the impact on your peace of mind often exceeds any potential financial gain. In the end, the real question to ask is, how much would I pay to save an hour of time? Fundamentals. Start off on the right foot. The time spent on preparation is just important on the execution of the task itself. The rest. In order to become more productive, it's essential to take breaks and to adhere to strict rest periods without any guilt. Real lunch breaks, power naps, i.e. power naps of a maximum of 10 to 15 minutes that provide energy for 3 to 4 hours. This rest allows you to be more efficient and more creative. In addition, it's essential to reduce the amount of daily micro decisions that force you to think about things, with the result that it makes you tired. To achieve this, it's necessary to limit the number of options available as much as possible. This will allow more time and energy to make the really important decisions throughout the day. Sport. Many startups entrepreneurs begin their day with a workout. They believe that this allows them to improve their concentration and productivity. The endorphins generated by physical activity can help them feel good. In addition, the dopamine released when you work out has been shown to reduce feelings of tiredness, improve your concentration and memory for the rest of the day. Due to the lack of time, many entrepreneurs practice a 7-minute workout. This new training method, 12 successive 30-second exercises with a 10-second break between each exercise, means it's possible to achieve in 7 minutes physical results that are comparable to those achieved in much longer endurance training. Diet. The digestive system is like your second brain. There are 200 million neurons in your intestines, as many as in a dog's brain, and more nerve cells than in your ears, eyes, or skin. So it's obvious that food has a much greater impact than what we think on our overall energy levels. The body clock. The more productive, it's important to know at which point of the day that your biological energy is at its peak. This is the moment when you reach your greatest level of motivation and concentration. For this, there is a Horn-Ostberg circadian typology questionnaire online. Once you have determined your chronotype, you need then to adapt your schedule to suit it. For many entrepreneurs, early morning work is a key factor in their productivity. They believe that the morning is a time of great tranquility. Their minds are clear and they're free from any outside distractions. This is what many entrepreneurs do in their morning routines. Define the three most important for the tasks that you have to complete for the day, and then start with the most difficult one. Play sports, meditate, drink a large glass of water, and make the bed. High quality equipment. Increased productivity also depends on good hardware and work conditions. The most important thing is your computer. The authors share some useful tips to help you increase your rate of work. These will require high performance mouse, backup cables, and chargers and headphones. Google is king. The authors of the 25th hour state that 99% of entrepreneurs contacted used Gmail for their emails and Chrome as their browser. This is what they recommend that they use. Beyond their speed and power, this allows you to have access to thousands of extremely useful extensions. On the other hand, almost all entrepreneurs have switched to Google's online solutions, Google Sheets, Google Docs, and Google Slides, as well as the fact that they are free. These tools have three essential advantages: easy collaboration with other users, permanent record of documents, some unique and sophisticated features. If you're not sure about which software to choose, it makes sense to choose the one that has the most developers that work on it, so it's likely to be the most used. Google Trends allows you to access this type of information. Automation. Automate repetitive tasks. The golden rule: if you have to carry out a task more than once, you should try to automate it. In this section, the authors present four areas in which automation is very easy to apply. Set up your computer to fill in the forms. There are great tools that can fill out your forms for you and automatically, e.g. 1Password and Dashlane. Let your computer handle your emails. In the opinion of the 25th Hour, there are many similar tasks that can be automated, such as apply a header to our emails in Gmail, automatically reply to certain emails, and automatically delete or archive certain types of unnecessary emails. In addition, the authors make strong reference to the MixMax tool that increases the functionality on Gmail tenfold. Among its features, Send Later allows you to send an email later at the time of your choice. Reminders can send you a reminder if your contact has not been replied and show when you are available. You can share your availability with someone else with just one click. Tracking, to know if a person has read your email or even the time that they did so. Sequences allows you to send a mass mail out, send a personalized email to as many contacts as you want at the same time, with the choice to send a reminder to your contacts if they don't reply. Let our computer control your workflow. It's good to automate any tedious and repetitive tasks so that you can focus on the higher value ones. In the 25th hour, several tools are suggested to achieve this. Zapier. This tool connects more than 750 apps, Gmail, Google Sheets, Instagram, Facebook, Dropbox, etc. Hazel for Mac or Dropit, more or less the same on PC. These tools allow you to define rules to manage the files on your computer, automatically delete files that contain a particular word, create a copy, rename with the current date, and automatically put it into a folder. If this, then that, this tool replicates some of the features on Zapier, but it also enables you to connect tools in your home network. If you use applications that are specifically for your business and therefore not connectable via Zapier, then you have the option of RPA, Robotic Process Automation. The leaders in this section are UiPath and Blue Prism. The objective is to entrust robots with tedious and repetitive tasks. This allows employees to focus on what they can do best based on their empathy and judgment. The use of artificial intelligence. Now, this book was written in 2019, so advances in artificial intelligence accelerated in 2010 with the way in which they functioned and started to use deep learning. With this, the way in which machines learn has been modeled on the way in which humans learn. As a result, the advancement of artificial intelligence has rapidly changed the way we work. Its impact on the economy and society in general will be huge. You can already benefit from and outsource some of the more low-value added tasks to artificial intelligence. Voice recognition. Voice recognition makes it possible to write down your ideas very quickly. In May in 2017, thanks to deep learning, the failure rate of Google Artificial Intelligence voice recognition fell below 5%. That's less than the error rate of human transcription. Among the 25th hour's tips to save time is to use your smartphone voice recognition feature to send SMS or WhatsApp messages from your smartphone. Nevertheless, the ultimate achievement of voice recognition is connected speaker. Amazon's Alexa, Google Home, or Apple's HomePod. Thanks to voice control, these speakers make the screen keyboard interface disappear completely. Alexa for Business, for example, could soon take over meeting rooms. Type on your mobile. The SwiftKey Suite keyboard, which is already installed on most smartphones, allows you to increase the speed at which you type by a huge margin. Grace of the three options that appear over the keyboard, the accuracy of these predictions took a huge leap forward in 2016. Before this, SwiftKey was based on the frequency of use of groups of words. Now the tool uses deep learning to offer three different options. Translation. As a result of deep learning at the end of 2016, the quality of translations performed by new artificial intelligence applications is now higher than that of most non-native speakers. So this means that the language barrier will very soon disappear from all our written communications. The whole of the internet and the services it provides will be accessible to the whole world, whatever their language. Organization of meetings. Although it is still somewhat expressive for now, so as not to waste time on the management of your timetable, you can use Joy Desk, a virtual assistant based on artificial intelligence. In conclusion, with regards to artificial intelligence, the authors believe that it is the start of a new revolution, which it is. In the future decades, artificial intelligence will be paramount in the execution of repetitive tasks within the workplace. Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba, has predicted that within 30 years, thanks to artificial intelligence, you will only work 4 hours a day and 4 days a week. What will count then is the creativity and quality of your work. Speed. Speed up everyday tasks. The first thing to do is to evaluate the breakdown of the different tasks that need to be carried out each week. To help with this, you can use a specific software tool such as Rescue Time. Increase the speed at which you write. Here, the authors of The 25th Hour suggest several ideas and software options. Don't use your phone at work. Control your smartphone from your computer with one of the various available bits of software. Use one of the many free online software tools of the web to test yourself and learn the type faster. Use applications to pre-record a list of phrases of information that you use on a regular basis and are likely to repeat or commonly use words with their appropriate abbreviations. Use Gmail's pre-formatted templates or canned responses and use the mail merge technology for direct mail. The next four techniques are outlined in The 25th Hour to help speed up communication by email. At the start of the email, make it clear exactly what you want from the person to whom you send the message, preferably with the one clear question. Use an if-then structure. Prioritize the information as much as possible with bullet points or numerically. Illustrate the information with images, graphs, or videos, etc. Cloud app. Speed up the rate at which you read. Fast readers have two key tricks. One, they don't sub-vocalize, and two, they speed read the text. Many books or sites claim that you can double or triple the rate at which you read in just a few days. However, research now indicates that when you speed read, the level of memorization or comprehension tends to decrease. This is why the authors of The 25th Hour recommend that you apply these techniques to read dull or tedious information. If there is no time to read, they suggest an alternative is to listen to podcast. Accelerate your navigation. If you want to speed up your navigation, it's wise to forget that mouse as much as possible, or even forbid it for spreadsheets. On the other hand, if you have the time to learn keyboard shortcuts, it can be useful. So the authors have developed a long list of valuable shortcuts for the reader. It includes Gmail, Google Sheets, and Excel shortcuts, or web browser processes such as Word, Google Doc. Learn to browse faster. If you want a speed at which you browse, you need to forget the mouse as much as possible, or even not use it at all for spreadsheets. However, it can take time to learn keyboard shortcuts. It can be very useful. Advice is provided on how to carry out searches in the most efficient way possible. Search for files. The fastest way to find a file is to use an instant search tool, e.g. Spotlight, Alfred app, Cortana, and Wox. Search for applications. The fastest way to open an application is to use an application launcher, Spotlight, Alfred app, Cortana. Search for emails. Gmail gives you the speed and efficiency of the most powerful search engine in the world. And web search. The advanced search functions of Google are very useful, Chrome extension. To round off the list, tips, The 25th Hour raves about the Alfred app. They believe it is really efficient in terms of productivity. Among its many features, these are the most useful instant search web custom searches. Snapshots, it's possible to enter variables in a replacement text and to preload ready-made list of snapshots. the clipboard manager workflows. Speed up meetings. Generally, meetings are a very inefficient way to use your time. The first thing you should do before you schedule a meeting is to ask yourself, is it really necessary? A meeting should only be used to make a decision that requires input from several people. Brainstorm. To announce a complex decision, or alternatively, to inject new energy into the process. In almost all other cases, an email should suffice. Rules suggested in the 25th hour is to help save time on meetings. Put in place the rule of zero delay. Start at the exact time and one screen. Avoid phones or laptops. Two pizzas, in other words, 4 to 6 people per meeting. No more than 30 minutes in most cases. It's enough time to make decisions. Make use of stand-up meetings for meetings of less than 15 minutes. When you are on your feet, you are less inclined to have endless discussions. And construct a clear agenda in the form of objectives, which is always announced to all participants at the outset of the meeting. Start off with the objectives that cannot be achieved in the allotted time and save the more uncertain discussion topics for the end. Don't let things go off topic in the meetings. A good idea is to put all extraneous ideas in the suggestion box. To have achieved your objectives at the end of the meeting, to outline the decisions made and the next steps for everyone with precise deadlines, and do not write voluminous minutes. The 12 indispensable tools for productivity freaks. The authors list 12 most commonly mentioned time-saving resources of the entrepreneurs interviewed in the 25th hour. LinkedIn Sales Navigator Lite. If a person contacts you via email and you need some background information to reply, there's no need to waste time to search for information about the person on LinkedIn. This extension for Gmail free provides the LinkedIn data on this person. Full Contact. This extension is similar to the previous one with the added advantage that it can source a person's social network accounts from their email and add their contact information to your address book. ClearBot. This extension of Gmail allows you to find the email of someone you don't know if you enter their name and name of the company concerned. Acrobat Reader or DocuSign. These tools allow you to send back a signed contract or a letter with a stamp or signature or just your initials if you have already digitized them. Auto Page Riser. It transforms any page into continuous scroll, no more wasted to have to click on the next results or next page. Expensify. To automate a company's payroll or to effortlessly produce expense claims for the company's employees. Chrome OneTab. This extension allows you to close all your tabs in one click. Paste. This application saves the history of your copy and paste. The Self Journal. This paper journal helps you to coordinate your daily work with your main overall objectives in life. SaneBox helps you filter emails. iScanner or Drive. These smartphone applications means that you don't have to use a scanner. Franz. This software can combine all your emails into a single interface. And Bose Quiet Comfort Headphones. These noise-canceling headphones will really help you with your concentration. 20-80 rule. 20% of your effort for 80% of the effect. The story of the universal law begins at the end of the 19th century in England. An Italian economist, Pareto, discovered that 20% of the owners owned 80% of the wealth. A few decades later, research shows that the principle of wealth distribution discovered by Pareto actually applies to many other areas of the economy. In fact, 20% of customers bring in 80% of the sales. 20% of the issues produce 80% of the production problems in a factory, etc. Better still, the now famous Pareto principle transcends the economic sphere and can be applied to our daily lives. 20% of all causes produce 80% of the consequences. It is somewhat counterintuitive, but it's a huge driver of productivity to abandon the 80% of low-impact actions and focus on the 20% of those that are most significant. However, in everyday life, it's difficult to stop when you know you can achieve more. So to help apply the 20-80 principle, The authors believe that the solution is to define unrealistic deadlines so they can emphasize that it's better to have finished something rather to seek perfection. And that's a wrap on this long summary, the 25th hour. I hope you enjoyed. If you want to download the PDF summary, click the link below. We at Best Book Bits have done over 1,000 book summaries in video, written, and audio format. So check us out on our website, bestbookbits.com. Follow us on YouTube and check us out on Spotify for the audio version as well. We also do coaching and consulting, and I've put together all my best book summaries in one massive PDF to download, so check it out now. Thanks for watching and listening. Have yourself an amazing day, and go out there and be productive and get your time back. Take care. Bye-bye now.